So, okay, there we go.
Okay, welcome back. This is Final Push, the last three traditions. Thank you guys for being here. Okay, tradition 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, OA name ought never to be drawn into public controversy. The spiritual principle is neutrality. We live in a world that thrives on controversy more now than ever. How can OA sit by and say nothing about the many social evils that seem to be going unchecked in our world? OA has excitement enough to offer as we see hopeless compulsive overeaters recover through the miracle of the 12 steps. This could not happen if we allow outside issues to turn our fellowship into a platform of debate. For this reason, tradition 10 of having no opinion on outside issue is one of the most carefully guarded practice in OA. I love this tradition of in the spiritual practice of neutrality. In the meetings, this is the first time I've ever experienced what this concept of neutrality was like and what would it look like by not bringing any outside issues in. You know, it means sticking to our primary purpose of just staying with the food, you know, our compulsive overeating behaviors and our compulsive overeating. And I think that's one of the reasons why OA is so successful, because we don't let outside issues come in. We don't, you know, there's no diet clubs, there's no hospitals, there's no self-help book, there's no religion, no politics, no professional affiliations. There's, you know, there's no lifestyle that is pushed or not pushed, or did any gender or sexual orientation. And we just stay with our primary purpose, and that is to help the still suffering of compulsive overeating. And sometimes it's hard to maintain that neutrality because there's so many outside issues that each of us feel passionate about. But if we all were allowed to bring those outside issues in, then the disease would be covered up, and we wouldn't have the recovery that, you know, we need in order to live a healthy, happy lifestyle. So, and the, you know, my friendships that I've gained in OA, I've learned that I don't need to bring in any outside issues into our friendships. So each of my friends ships have a primary purpose. I have friends inside of OA and I have friends outside of OA. And so my friends on the outside of the OA, I have one girlfriend, our primary purpose is go shopping together, which we haven't been able to do because of, you know, the shutdown. But and we don't, you know, I don't bring in any outside issues into that relationship because, you know, we enjoy shopping together and laughing, and that's our primary purpose. My friend, I have friends in OA, and our friendships are based on the 12 steps and program. And when I talk with them, it's, you know, I talk program talk. We don't cross talk. I have one, you know, we have little meetings. I've learned not to crosstalk from our meetings, and I bring that into my relationships and let them say what they need to say without having to try to fix them and put my opinion in. It's easier said than done, but that's really my goal. And because I want to have healthy, happy relationships inside and outside of the room. So, you know, if a topic is going to be cause a dissension between a relationship, I just don't bring it up because it doesn't meet my primary purpose with my relationships. And there's lots of other things we can talk about and do without having to bring in the things that we don't agree on. So, and I have friends that we just get together and play card games, and that's all we do. So, and that's our primary purpose. Let's get together and have fun and play cards. So, yeah, so I don't have to bring in all my passions into every single relationship. And that's what Tradition 10 stands, you know, for me, stands for, in my opinion, when it comes to my relationships. So how does that work for my spiritual committee? What's an outside issue? And where does that neutrality fit in with this concept of my committee? You know, when I have the committee, when I have some committee members that are being loud and obnoxious, I have to remind them that we're working on unity and neutrality, and that our primary purpose is, you know, emotional stability for me. And so, and sometimes it's hard because I've been programmed. I read something today that was really, really a cool thing. And let me see if I can find it. You know, I have to stop. It says, I look at myself through the eyes of recovery, not through the eyes of the caretaker from my childhood. I need to see the love inside of me that continues to grow. And it's so easy for me to get caught up into those negative voices that I heard from my caretaker, my mom, growing up. And so, you know, I always have to keep reminding myself about, well, what does neutrality look like? What does unity look like? What's my primary purpose? And it allows me to move away from listening to those harsh voices and start befriending the loving, kind voices inside of me. So, okay, Tradition 10. Okay, Tradition 11. Our public relation policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, film, television, and other public media of communication. The spiritual principle is anonymity. So, you know, Tradition 11 guides us for, gives us a guideline to carrying the OA message. Guidelines and OA members need to be aware that we're sharing the program with the outside of OA. We're not sharing ourselves, you know, so we don't want to, you know, make ourselves the public figure. We want to make the principles the public figure. And that's why, you know, we don't give our full name or, you know, when we're communicating, or if we do, we got to black out our faces. So, and anonymity is one of my favorite spiritual principles, because it doesn't go beyond, it doesn't stop at the public level. It stops at my friends and family level. And it stops when anonymity means not gossiping anymore. You know, when I gossip about somebody or if I'm listening to gossip, I'm breaking someone's anonymity. And or if someone's talking about me, that this is really why I have such a big, my sponsor will tell you, I'm I'm so strong on this anonymity principle because when I was growing up, I didn't have any anonymity. If I said something to my mom would say it to my sister. If I said something to my sister, I might say it to my mom. There was no trust whatsoever that my word was going to be sacred and cherished. And so I am so big on this. So whatever is said in the room stays in the room. That's part of the anonymity. We don't share it outside the room. We can share what the principle was about it. Like my husband always asks me, "Well, how was your meeting?" I don't sit there and tell him details, but I'll say, "Well, we worked on the principle of anonymity or neutrality," or and then my husband and I'll start getting into a discussion about those spiritual principles. But I try never to share any of my sponsee stories or say who it was. If even when I'm talking to my sponsor about an issue I'm having with somebody, a lot of times I'll just say, "Oh, that gal," or I'll call her Susie Q, or we make up a name because I don't want to influence someone else's relationship with that person. And when I gossip, say if I gossiped about somebody to, if I gossiped about Susie Q to Tom and Tom knows Susie Q, I'm affecting Tom's relationship with Susie Q. And I don't want that responsibility. They need to build a relationship on their own. And that's the harm I cause. I don't hurt Susie Q by gossiping about her. I'm hurting the relationship she could have with Tom. And so it's really important for me not to do any harm. So the gossiping is a huge thing for me. How that affects my spiritual committee is that if I feel messy inside, and I don't want to feel messy inside if I'm breaking somebody's anonymity, gossiping, or sharing a secret, or I don't share. This principle is the foundation. Well, I'm going to go into tradition 12 because this is really what it is. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all the traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personality, and that's spirituality. OA asks us to adapt these attitudes that seem strange at first. And one is to place the welfare of OA group above our own. That's tradition one. And that we're not used, I'm not used to doing that. I always had to take care of myself. So I'm learning to put the welfare of others above my own because it helps me with my sanity. And so tradition two, they're asking us to give up aspirations to govern over our other fellows, my controlling aspects. That's what tradition two is about. Hang on a second. So is to build trust. And then tradition three, what they're at, the attitude there it's at asking us to adapt is a welcoming all into the meetings. Welcoming everybody into our relationships, whatever we feel about them, having an open mind, and finding what we can identify with as tradition three's spiritual practice principle is identity. So, and then tradition four, giving up the dependency of authority and the power structure. And giving up ambition to climb some imaginary OA ladder. So, this is the hard one for me because I carry so much pride and so much arrogance that I think I have information that people need. And I, this morning when I woke up, I thought, what the hell am I doing? I have so much pride. What am I doing? Why do I think I have something that people want, you know? I'm always trying to work on that humility because that's opposite. So, and then the tradition five, the new attitude is the cease to attempt to prompt our favorite outside issues in the enterprise. So, you know, we don't need to push all our passions onto everybody. So we can just stick with our primary purpose, and that'll be enough to have solidarity be in our relationships. And then tradition six. Nope, that was purpose. Tradition six. We just pay our own way and quit expecting others to keep going without our help. So, oh, that's tradition seven. This is another attitude we need to adopt, to stop expecting others to pay our way. And tradition seven teaches us to be of service, to be responsible and self-supporting. And another attitude is giving up aspirations to gain status as a special OA member. And this goes to tradition 11, which is anonymity. You know, it could have been so easy for me to tell everybody I was doing this workshop and come and, you know, but I didn't, I didn't, I wanted to honor this tradition 11. And I wanted people to come here because they wanted to come here, not because I was speaking, not that I'm anything special, but and then the last attitude that we need to adopt is we're united with a single purpose to carry the message of the still suffering of the compulsive overeating. So, and you know, when I look at this, that last attitude that we need to adopt, I think about really, I need to carry the message to all my relationships is that I want to be have a healthy and loving relationship, and that's the message I need to carry to them, and the message I need to carry to myself is that I want to have unity and peace and solidarity with myself. So tradition 12 really brings me safety because during all my step work that my which is, you know, I'm fear-based of not being seen, not being heard, and getting dismissed easily, and gossip is a big part of that. I don't that this principle, this tradition, it helps me build trust in my relationships with you guys, with my family and friends, and within myself. And the more I trust I have, the healthier my relationships become. And so, so can I really behave following this? I'm just going to read what I wrote here. Can I really do this following the traditions in every aspect of my life? You know, it feels like it gives up so much of myself and letting go of fear of not being seen and heard. And how is anyone in OA or my family or friends ever going to notice me? That's my fear. But how will I get what I need and not lose what I want, what I have? And so, but all these traditions are so foreign, were so foreign to me in my behavior. But after working them one paragraph a day for an entire year and practicing these principles in all my affairs, I can't live without them now. You know, I used them just in the last 3 weeks with my mom. I had, you know, I use them all the time. And because of these traditions, I have a way of navigating my relationships now. And they're all of my relationships are healthier and loving, more relationships than they ever have been any other time. So, thank you for letting me share, and I appreciate your guys' time. Thank you. I'm done. So we can open it up again for more shares. We it looks like we have time. I ended early. Janice, I ended early. So, but yeah, so there's plenty of time for shares.
Yeah, thank you, Luann. That was wonderful. That was actually amazing, like to just be able to like really apply the traditions in the way that you described is just like it's life-changing. So thank you. So yes, we can open it up now if anyone wants to share or ask a question or whatever. We have time for that.
Even if it's not about traditions and you just need to get something off your chest, go for it.
There you go. Claudia?
Yeah, I don't know how to set the little arm when I'm the co-host. So my name is Claudia. I'm a compulsive eater. First, I really am glad that we're talking about the traditions. I think it's really important that the traditions are, you know, it's because it's all our responsibility as OA fellows to uphold the traditions. When I was a brand new fellow, I saw situations where the group let a personality sort of violate some of these traditions, and not knowing any better, I didn't speak up. And I've also found that this idea about outside issues is kind of a tricky one, because the truth is we all live our lives outside and we apply the 12 steps outside. And a lot of the times when we share about how we use the 12 steps, it is about things that are happening outside. And one of the things I saw was that a person was talking about their own experience, and the group decided that was an outside issue. It seemed a very arbitrary issue to me. I was a new fellow, but I didn't have the context to say anything really. And I feel bad about that. But the last thing I wanted to talk about was service. Service is really cool. But one of the things that's taught me is that like, to really get rid of that perfection stuff, because I do have my outside life to interfere, that interferes with my service. So I've really learned to just like let go and say, hey, I'm doing the best I can. Everybody else is doing the best that they can. And it also helps me to be in those roles. Like when I was a brand new fellow and hearing all of the discord that was coming down about what was happening at the intergroup level, to sort of just like let that go. Whatever it is, it is. Everybody's doing the best that they can. That's the most important lesson I've learned from that tradition about service. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, Claudia.
Hi, I'm Carolyn, compulsive overeater. I just wanted to comment. Thank you again so much, Luann. I just love the format of this and just how personal you made it. That's just wonderful. And I just wanted to comment. It never escapes me, especially with the traditions, the miracle that these were brought together, that group of people back then who probably couldn't drink together were able to put this together. You know, it's just divinely inspired. Whoever, you know, whoever that divine power is in your life, it's just to do that first to the group and then to see how important it is for us to, you know, be in the world as a recovered person or striving for recovery. So thank you so much for your message and your service today.
Thank you.
Dorothy.
There you go. I'm on my phone now, so I had to figure out how to work it again. Thank you, Luann, and thank you for everyone being here. This has just been fantastic. I guess that's all I really wanted to say is thank you for putting me back into touch with the traditions and how they apply to every part of my life. Mm-hmm. Good job, and you're giving me a lot to think about. Thanks.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Okay. All right. Well, I just want to thank everyone for coming today. Just a reminder about our Seven Tradition. I put the link to the South Bay Intergroup website in the chat. And if you do make a donation, donations are not required, as you know, it's a suggested donation. But if you could just put traditions in the note section of the donate when you donate, so that it will be applied to this workshop. And again, I just want to thank you, Luann, so much for sharing with us and just giving us all a different perspective on bringing the traditions and how to use the traditions in our life, and not just in our meetings, but in our everyday life. And so I'm just so grateful for that. And thank you, Claudia and Caroline, for being my co-hosts today. I appreciate your assistance and your service. And so with that, we will close out the workshop with the third step prayer. Or Luann, is there a prayer you'd like to close out with?
We can do the third step prayer.
Okay. So we will close out with the third step prayer. After a moment of silence. God, I offer myself to thee, to build with me and to do with me as thou wilt. Relieve me of the bondage of self, that I may better do thy will. Take away my difficulties, that victory over them may bear witness to those I would help. Of thy power, thy love, and thy way of life. May I do thy will always. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Luann. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. It was really good.